DLGaming.net presents the Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with
Anders Logic.
We call you Muscle Hammer.
Flopsy.
That the system...
Your host, Robert Digital.
Reload. Game changer over years.
And
Smoochie. I'm pretty good at MOBAs.
All right.
Now, turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. We're here with Chi.
Hi.
Chad.
Hey.
Emilio.
Arriba.
Yay.
And, of course, myself, Bobby.
Almost jumped the gun there.
Yeah, that's fun.
You did.
Excited.
I'm super excited.
Before we jump in, can I just mention something?
Sure.
I'm super excited. About
maybe super excited
about games in general, and let me tell you why. So I listened to the podcast up to LA Friday, and then I came home today and was listening to the podcast again.
The same
and,
one.
Well, because it was really long. It's an hour and 40 minutes or whatever last week.
Mm-hmm.
So that was done. So I switched it off, and I normally listen to sports talk radio when I'm driving. So I turned it off and I switched to one of the local San Diego ones. And it was doing a three-hour show on esports and games on our San Diego sports radio.
What?
No way.
Yeah. It's called Checkpoint Radio. And they do... It's from Westwood One, which is like one of the big studios. And it was awesome. They had a guy on about esports in... what is it? It was about cheating and stuff in esports, and they have an organization that's trying to make sure it doesn't happen and stuff like that. So it was like the president up there was on. It was fully produced. It was awesome.
Wow.
So I drove the whole way home, listened to this.
We're coming
just,
for you.
Just thinking about.
Big media.
Maybe
we just hit FM. Games
well,
just took FM.
I think it's great that esports
is
being recognized, and it's becoming more mainstream, and it's... having society as a whole kind of take video gaming more seriously.
For sure.
Yeah.
And that would be so nice.
Yeah, AM. The Mighty 1090 is where... But they were listing off places that... They're in Denver. They were all sorts of places. Anyways, Checkpoint... You want to look that up real quick, Bobby, before we move on? It's just called Checkpoint Radio, I believe it is. I think they do a podcast. And I'll be honest, their news section was a lot better than ours because they actually knew what they were talking about and had opinions on it. Anyways,
The main guy has pink hair, so...
Yeah, I hate to direct people to other sites other than ours, dlgaming.net. Be sure to check us out. But
all right, can we start over? Like, you just plugged another podcast.
Dude. Yeah. No, but it's a radio station. They also have they also have a podcast, but it's mainly a radio station.
Cool.
Anyways, that's why I'm stoked today, so I'm excited. Ready to get this going.
It's like, check them out, but come back to
us. Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Sometimes you got to set them free to see if they come back.
Yeah. And but they talk about all games. They were talking about Switch and consoles and everything like that. So if you want to get your PC stuff, stay right here.
Cool. Two new Patreons, Powell. I'm not going to try your last name. Thanks for
thank you very much.
Thanks for hooking us up. And
thank
Brian
you.
C, thanks for hooking us up.
Yeah, thank you. Awesome.
Thank you.
And in that same vein, Bobby did everything we needed him to last week, and so now...
Well, let's have him talk about what he did.
If you go to our website, dlgaming.net, you'll notice that we have a few things on the right column, one of those being the DLG merchandise. That's right. We finally have our store set up and running. Right now, there are four different T-shirts you can get. Well, two different T-shirts, but we do offer tri-blend because we know you appreciate quality.
Yes, we do.
So
I like
you
the
can
way
get
it feels.
Those shirts. They directly support us. Some pretty good designs there. I want to add more to this. I had a little talk with Rubber Nuts today, and I think we need to get some tank tops up there, something sleeveless. And I think
I'm down with that.
It says the guy who's wearing one.
Yeah, I'm
as
wearing
we
one.
Speak.
That's a muscle
Chad,
shirt, right?
I am staring at Chad's side tit. Oops.
Yeah.
Oh, fully exposed nipple now
what is that
at this point.
Is that a muscle shirt?
No, I just cut the sleeves off a regular shirt.
The bro tank.
Because I use this at the
gym. You cut about two-thirds of the shirt off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't want any clothing in between you and your waist.
It's one slit away from being a banana hammock.
Yeah.
Yeah, or one slit away from being it's a bib, is what he's wearing. It's a bib. If it had a lobster on it, you'd be a red lobster right now
in
a booster seat.
I think I look good. Anyways.
All right. So, yeah, we'll get that up on the store. Also, looking into some sticker options. You know, we're basically just trying to sell out as hard as we possibly can.
But right now, in our defense, we're not making a lot of money on this. This is just for you guys, the fans, and to get our name out. We want you to have stuff that you want. So if you're interested in something, let us know. We're trying to get them, sell them to you as cheap as possible.
Yeah.
Where we don't lose money, but at the same time,
and if you are a Patreon member, then you get one of these shirts, right?
Yep.
We'll be sending you a coupon where you can redeem it for any product you want in there. And also, we will mispronounce your name on the podcast.
Yes, we will.
On Patreon as well. So that's
we do that well.
Too. Yeah. Anybody want to take a shot on Powell, right? Powell,
yeah.
Powell.
But let us know what your Steam name is or your Discord name is so we can know what you're really called around here.
Yep. All right. Last week's errors and shit. There's a game that we couldn't think of called Time Shift.
Yes.
We couldn't think of it.
I was referencing to a game that I originally played on Xbox 360, and it is actually called Time Shift. And it is now ported over into Steam. It's got some decent reviews. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I think it took me all but 3 or 4 days to beat the game. I couldn't put it all the way through. Down.
I'm kind of curious to know what the hell this game is because
it's got really good reviews.
Well, you're right. It's got some like gold face guy on it, so that's pretty accurate.
So everything was accurate outside of just not being able to get the name of the game. It's an enthralling story. I enjoyed it a lot, and the fact that they implemented something new into gaming and executing it where it really was done so well. I haven't seen it implemented in any other type of game, even though I thoroughly enjoyed it myself.
You can reverse time, or what do you do?
It's almost like Half-Life, where some type of portal or rip in time happens, and it turns into an alternate reality or parallel universe, and you're trying to basically, I think, take all the fragments or somehow put time back together in one piece. I don't recall 100%, but you're the soldier in there, and you learn extra time shifting abilities where you can control the direction of your bullet, where you can throw a time grenade, I believe, and it freezes the monsters within that grenade, and it allows you to fixate your crosshair to their weak points. And there's just so many different elements.
Yep.
There are a lot of different elements, and you get to kind of play with different time-twisting abilities, and you change it up and kind of come up with your own game style.
I remember
style.
Reading the article of it, but it just totally passed me by. Like I
surprise, Bobby's got it in his library. So
this game is frequently on sale. It's an Activision game published by them. So whenever they have the big Activision sale and all the Call of Duty games go on sale, you can pick this game up for about $5, maybe $2.50. It retails for $20 right now on Steam, but they do that Activision sale like twice a year at least.
Do you have the add-on that tells you the lowest recent or whatever?
The lowest what?
Up there. Yeah, $5 from bundles.
It's weird because I'm looking at the pictures and they don't look anything like what I recall from my gaming experience. I might have to load this up and make sure we're both referencing the same game.
Fair enough.
I could be playing a completely different game and it could be its doppelganger.
Right,
it's evil doppelganger. Who knows? We'll follow up next week in regards.
Errors and shit and shit.
Oh, wow.
All right. So on the radar, games that have caught our attention, I was looking at the front page of Steam, and I noticed this game called Immortal Rednecks. So I was like, all right, I'll bite.
What's this about? The cells will rise again.
And this is how they describe it, which immediately hooked me. Immortal Redneck is a first-person shooter set in Egypt with roguelike elements, frantic gameplay, twitch controls, blah, blah, blah. But it's basically, maybe it was the first review that sold me, because he said it's basically all these games put together. Serious Sam, Ziggurat, Rogue Legacy, and Redneck Rampage.
Hey, so you're the guy
I thought you
hate.
Yeah, we're calling you out.
Yeah.
Busted.
No, but look, it's all those.
But not those games.
No, but I hate when people use that with genres. Like when they say, oh, it's FPS, roguelike, open world, first person shooter with,
It's called a description, Bobby.
I just
maybe Bobby likes all the ones that they referenced, and yeah, so he's
well,
excited about
it. The one, and this reminded me a lot of Ziggurat, and I really liked Ziggurat a lot. I felt like that was a game that
Ziggurat
enough attention. It was a roguelike, but it was a first-person shooter, and it was all twitch-based control.
Yeah, okay,
so
that's right.
Super, super fast-paced, run-and-gun style shooting. So, and the Serious Sam thing is coming from, because you, like, land in Egypt in Serious Sam, and there's just this deluge of enemies, so.
Well, there's a lot of backpedaling, too, right? Well,
I guess. So, I'm just confused. It's called Immortal Redneck, but you're in India, or Egypt, I mean? So, I don't know. Where's the redneck part?
Probably you, right? Did you play it, Bob? Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, there's a double-barrel shotgun in the picture there. It is a shooter, so perhaps
probably,
that's the only redneck part.
Okay,
in shotgun.
Yeah, so he's a redneck.
I'm assuming, but then he looks like he has a mummy hand.
Like you get transported back in time. I don't know. It's got some weird story, but
cool.
I guess he makes lots of funny comments or something. But really, just the style of gameplay, that fast-paced first-person shooter.
Permanent death.
And then
that's
in a roguelike scenario, it actually works really well.
Yeah. I like to rub it in Bobby's face that I beat Ziggurat in my third try.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Did
you beat Ziggurat?
I've never heard of Ziggurat, but every time you guys say it out loud, I think of Vegeta screaming out Kakarot. So,
okay.
Ziggurat! You don't see it?
We're not Dragon Ball Z. Yeah.
But there's like three people sitting at home saying, yeah!
Yes.
Yeah, somebody
yes.
might appreciate me.
Yeah.
For that cross reference.
I tried to. But I couldn't get into it.
There's so much talking in between fights.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. All right, what else we got? What's going on?
I think that's it on the radar. That's the only thing that caught my attention this week. So I guess we'll move on to the big story, Prey. All right.
So how much did you play, Bobby?
About 4 hours.
Ooh, nice. All right.
I'm going through it fairly slowly because I'm doing all the little side quests and I'm poking around every room. It's
opening every PDA. Making sure you read
all the emails. You know what? Before
that's a callback to last week.
Explain the game. I will say on that note, when you read an email, you know we've complained about it in the past how you open up an email or you read something and it's like all this shit. And you try to extract whatever useful information is. If there is useful information in an email in this game, then it immediately pops up on your screen and it logs it into your notes. And then when you go like say find the safe that you found the combo to in some computer, it'll pop up when you get to that safe. So it kind of has that shortcut, that shorthand. When you do that, and I don't know. Some people might be like, "Well, it's making it too easy on you." I mean, you'd make an argument for that, but I think it's fine because that's kind of an annoying inconvenience.
Yeah, for sure.
Games. But basically, this game it reminds me a lot of Half-Life. It reminds me a lot of Alien Isolation. It's got that slow-paced, slow-burn like horror to it, and it's got a great soundtrack too. It's almost like What was that TV show everyone was into last summer with the 80s and
Stranger Things.
It's got that like deep synthy kind of soundtrack to
ooh,
it.
I do love
so it. I forgot, like did you get around to watching it?
Stranger Things, yeah. I did. I watched that.
Okay.
I'm excited for season 2.
But it's the story is decent, I mean so far, but it just reminds me of so much of like the first time I played Half-Life or the first time I played Bioshock. It's got a very similar perk system to Bioshock and the nano or whatever they call it in that. What do they call the upgrades in that?
Yeah, not neuromods.
Well, neuromods is what they call it in Prey, but I can't remember. Plasmids is what they call it in Bioshock.
That's right.
But I'm really enjoying it for that, and I feel, I don't know why, but I feel compelled. There's not a lot of bad guys when you run around here. It's not like a real first-person shooter. There's a lot of creeping around, and then all of a sudden you run into a monster, and these monsters can disguise as like a cup or any sort of inanimate object. So they can sneak up on you, and eventually you get this thing called a psychoscope where it's like the Ghostbusters thing. You lock it on your head, and then it gives you this vision where you can like pick them out and see them. So now I feel like a Ghostbuster.
That's really neat.
How does the shape-shifting on your side work?
I'm just not getting to that part.
Oh, okay.
I just learned how to do that. Four hours into the game,
wow.
I'm just learning how to do that.
Is that down the tech, one of the tech trees?
It is, but it doesn't show that until you get to a certain point. Then you unlock these three other tech trees. So this is another interesting part about Prey as well. It has like this, you know those moral choice systems where it's like you can be good or you can be bad?
Yeah.
It kind of has that, but it's like you can be alien or you can be human.
Hmm.
I don't want to spoil too much because they revealed something a few hours into the game that kind of changes things. Like you understand, it's the inciting incident. You understand what your purpose is. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of like, well, fuck it, doesn't matter. matter that I do this because I know like what I'm trying to do, what my main goal is. But I want to spoil that.
Bill says he's doing human build a heel. Whatever. How about you? What are you doing?
So far, I'm still all human. If you go, It's almost like having superpowers.
Okay,
if you
gotcha.
Go with the, I think they call them Typhons, or the aliens, or I don't even know if they're aliens or what they are. I assume they're aliens. But if you start getting those, you get like these superpowers where you can throw things around and do all sorts of crazy shit. But the security systems will recognize you as alien technology, and they will fire upon you. So you kind of lose that advantage.
So it's almost like two different games. If you do human, then you're fighting the aliens, but not the humans. But if you go alien, then you're superpower, but you're fighting everybody. It seems more like
it's a trade-off. There's an advantage and a disadvantage to it.
So you could theoretically play twice and have two different experiences with just the combat side of it, because you could play as less powerful but less enemies
It's not that big of a deal. Okay. So far, the combat has not been like it's been a lot like BioShock in regards to the combat. It's very spread out. You spend a lot of time walking around searching. There's many ways to enter a room, so you can, you know, shut off the power, then walk across, or you can fix a door, hack a door if you spec'd into that. You got a lot of options.
This is all in outer space, correct? It's in a
like a space station or something?
Yeah, that's kind of a reveal. You don't know that at first, but I guess it's like 15, 20 minutes into the game. But yeah, you realize you're in outer space.
I mean, they've shown in the commercials.
It was a reveal.
Did you play Dead Space at all? I hear you mentioning a lot of different games. When I look at, not having played Prey, but when I look at a lot of the screenshots, videos and whatnot, it reminds me, the first game that comes to mind is Dead Space. Yeah. Are there any similarities other than being both out in space? You mentioned the creepy crawliness of the music and the
Bobby nailed it with the Alien Isolation.
Okay. It's what Alien Isolation should have been. I mean, Alien Isolation was great. It was fantastic, but it was like 26 hours long. This game, I've heard, is about 14 hours, 14 to 16.
Okay.
That sounds good.
And also, Bobby, before those, I'd like to say I'm only 2 hours in. The beginning tech trees also give you options on how to play, right? Because, like, I mean, you could go down the hacker, or you can build into your body and make yourself stronger, or you can hack and like get more stuff. Or
so
go
it's
down
very
the position.
Similar to like BioShock.
A lot of stuff, yeah,
yeah.
But this does it really, really well. It is so similar to Half. The beginning is so similar to Half-Life that it has to be an homage. Like it. I wouldn't say they're ripping.
You're talking
them
about like the tram going by.
Yeah,
and all that stuff.
Half-Life had that slow buildup. You know, it really paced itself at the beginning. You're walking through with your cup of coffee, saying hi to scientists in the morning. Then all of a sudden, shit goes haywire, and then it picks up. And this does kind of the same thing. It's kind of a slow buildup at the very beginning.
And so Bobby, you're doing in like your normal life, and then shit happens, and then
is it your normal life?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There's like two big reveals like within the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, they throw you for
or
a loop.
Hour or so. It's pretty sweet, man. This game is really good.
What's the bad side? Hit me up with some shitty stuff.
I don't know.
I don't think there is one. I mean, the game looks really good. It runs great.
Yep.
And like the story is decent. Like I'm interested in it. And like I said, I feel compelled to like search around, grab items, stock up on these so I can like recycle them and turn them into stuff I need. Like it's really good. I don't think there is any multiplayer, but there can't be a multiplayer.
I don't think this would. Maybe it's like
an add-on if they get big.
Yeah, remember when BioShock Infinite came out and people were just like, "Oh, it's good, but there's not enough combat." And then they came out with that like DLC with all the combat part of it.
Yeah.
This is kind of how BioShock Infinite was. It's really good, but there's not a lot of combat. You have this thing called the Goo Gun, which is basically like a freeze ray.
Oh, we've all got a Goo Gun.
But it's even better because
except for Chi. Sorry, what are we saying?
Well, in Mysteries of the Sith, the expansion for Jedi Knight 2, there was a carbonite gun. I worked it in there.
Time to Jedi Knight 2.
A carbonite gun, you know, they froze Han Solo in carbonite. You, like, freeze somebody with it, which is a great mechanic in a game. It's so fun, especially in multiplayer. But the glue gun works like that. You basically, like, just hose them down with this white stuff. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
And it freezes them in place, and then you bash them with a wrench. I mean, you know, typical Saturday night.
It works the other way normally.
But Bobby, you know that you can climb walls with this too, right?
Yeah. They show you that at a point. You see a scientist trying to escape from one of these phantoms, which is one of the bigger bad guys, and he builds a wall. He uses the glue gun to just spray down a wall, like in a diagonal, like a diagonal line, and he just climbs right up it like a staircase.
I didn't even see that.
That's cool. In Portal that too. The white goo where you could bounce off of it.
Oh, yeah, that's
kind
right.
Kind of like that where you could...
You don't bounce on it. You could. This. You actually make structures out of this white stuff.
They like build with it.
It's a really cool mechanic. It's
like a Spider-Man.
Yeah, but that's kind of your bread and butter. Like I just got the shotgun.
It's like a play gun?
I got a pistol and I got the shotgun, but like I still kind of default to the like when I played BioShock, I went full wrench build like most of my playthroughs. So that's what I defaulted to on this one. You know, freeze them and smash them. But the shotgun and the projectile weapon seem to be really good. But ammo is scarce and all that.
Mm. Are you playing on hard, Bob?
No, I'm playing on normal. I'm not trying to prove anything here.
The fuck?
I'm
playing on hard.
I'm now more interested in playing this game.
It is really good. I was very surprised at how good this
game
was.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with this game. Bethesda
does it
again.
There's no bugs. Like, the reviews have been fairly positive. It's it is surprisingly good.
A quality shooter.
Bobby,
so.
Have you found out a use for that, like, that shotgun, the second gun that you get? Have you got it?
The shotgun?
Yeah, it's like you.
I don't know if I've found that.
Yeah, it's like
it's really
pistol.
Easy to miss stuff in this game too. Like I've searched a lot of rooms and I try not to leave any stone unturned, but like I probably missed some things that you've found.
So you know when you find the goo gun, I immediately made a wall and crawled all the way up to the top to the second level up there, and some guy just had this extra gun, and it's like a shotgun.
Maybe you got it like 2 hours too early or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe I accidentally sold it or put it in the recycler.
Yeah, maybe. It's not that great. Like, it takes a lot. It's like...
Well, I'm fine. I'm not using the grenades that much, but I feel like I'm not far into this game at all because there's things like Psi Power, which is like, you know, mana or something when you use these abilities, and I haven't even touched any of that. There's like EMP grenades, which I suppose are really good if you go the Typhon build and then like you're seen as a hostile entity by the security system. Mm. So there's like none of the grenades I've used. I haven't even touched those.
Did you get scared at all, Bobby?
There were like two jump scares in this. I was expecting more, honestly, from this game. Like, you were saying Dead Space. Like, there's a lot of them in that
a
game.
A lot of
and they
them.
Oh,
yeah,
down
for
on
sure.
The board,
virtually like, every time they introduce a new enemy, there's some type of jump scare.
What game had the most jump scares? That's got to be Doom 3, right?
No.
Freddy. Five Nights at Freddy's. I've never played that game.
Fuck that game.
So, what's interesting about this game, too, is... The bad guys can be anything, right? Mm-hmm. So today I was all fucked up and I was like, ooh, a health pack. Ran at the health pack. Go to the health pack, turn into a fucking monster, jump out my face and killed me. I was like, I was so...
If you can't trust the health packs, you're fucked. You're literally fucked.
When you get the psychoscope, you can actually scan the room, you know, like...
I don't have that yet, though.
Like Egon Spengler and... That's right, Egon Spengler.
Yeah, I got so that was good. That was
I was angry, but also...
Impressed?
No, I was yelling at this fucking piece of shit. I was like, you motherfucking piece of... Like, you broke the rules. You broke the rules of the game. You can't fuck with the health pack, man.
Well, before I found the psychoscope, I just walk in with the wrench and start hitting everything, just just to be sure. But... Yeah, there's
that's
a lot
like
of
extreme paranoia. I think I would have done exactly what Emilio did.
I feel
did.
Like the psychoscope though is breaking the rules. Like it's supposed to be tense, right?
Well, when you put that on, like you can't. Your peripheral vision goes down. Like it makes you look like a cyclops. There's just one big monocle there, so it's not something you just walk around.
Oh, you
it's
don't
not
just like rock Batman, it. Okay,
Arkham
gotcha.
Knight, where you just put the X-ray vision 24/7.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some interesting interactions that happen from that gameplay. And there's one room that you get to later in the game where they were testing a lot of this mimic stuff, and everything in the room has a sticky note that says, not a mimic, not a mimic, And it reminded me of that Rick and Morty episode where they have the memories, or the memories, and they're trapped inside the house, and they're trying to figure out which ones are real and which ones not.
That's like Mr. Poopy Hands or something?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Whatever.
It debuted in that episode. Probably the best Rick and Morty episode to
date. Yeah, that one is a good one.
Yeah.
Because the episode starts, and you're like,
show?
You're like, what the fuck?
Oh, you've seen all of Rick and Morty.
I don't know this character. Did they add a character? And did I miss an episode?
That show's so fucking smart.
You kind of think like you're it starts fucking with your head.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
You know, wait, are you talking about the Huntress Boltcaster, Emilio?
No.
the show. Okay, I missed a gun then.
Yeah.
But have you gotten the Huntress Boltcaster?
No, I just started. I'm like, okay. I'm 2 hours in.
So like one of the little side story things that you like get, you figure out through reading people's emails and finding sticky notes and shit like that, is that there's an office game going on where people have these little Nerf guns that are crossbows and they just shoot each other with them all day, you know, and they kind of have a little war going on with it. But you can get this Huntress Boltcaster and little Nerf pellets, and you can use that to shoot through little openings and like hit buttons on computer screens and doors and stuff.
Oh, so that's cool.
It's just kind of funny. It's like a comical little thing, but in a serious situation. So the I don't know. It's a nice little touch.
Do they have like quests in this game, or is it more?
Quests.
So you do have quests and
side quests. Optional quests.
Because that's
But there's very
main few quest and side quests.
There's like seriously like 1 to 2 optional quests going at a time.
Okay.
So I like that.
We don't normally have that in these first. You're kind of just exploring and trying to like talk to guys. Well,
yeah, that's another really good point. It's not linear at all. There's a you're in a space station. It's the same thing with Alien Isolation. Like you have this big open area. Well, not open. It's restricted to like the space station, but your mission is here, and then you got to backtrack.
So it's sandbox-ish.
Yeah, it's kind of sandbox-ish.
Okay. And they're going to the reason it looks so beautiful is they're using the same rooms over and like you're going to traverse the same area 20 times, but
they're really good looking rooms.
Yeah, and yeah. Bobby, you said like there's not a lot of fighting. There's a lot of walking around.
Yeah,
the walking around's great. Like, it's really good.
It's not in Alien Isolation. I remember getting so tired of that, like having to go through the same places over and over again. Yeah. It was probably because the alien was always on your ass and you always had to like take it so slowly. But in this one, it's not nearly that bad, I've found. Bill is correcting me here. He's saying he's got about 10 side quests going.
But Bill was a lot further, he said. He said he's two-thirds of the way through or something.
And that could also mean that he's just not doing his side quests.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's just
get your shit together, man.
So all in all, Prey is really good, worth the money so far. Because this is a AAA. This is a $60 title, right?
Yeah. What's the retail price? Like $59.99?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you can get it on DLGamer.us for $46.99.
Ooh, is it really?
Yeah.
Do our link through our
DLGaming.net. Click on the DL Gamer link and
Yeah, cool. They hooked us up with this game, and you can go there and support us and get it at a discount. So please go check them out. But click through our link too, so they know that we're taking care of them.
That's awesome.
But I totally recommend this game. I don't know how it really ties in with The Prey from 2006, though, because that's a big question on everyone's mind. Is this a sequel? Is this a reimagining of the original? I don't think it has anything to do with that one.
Is it the same studio that is doing it?
No. The first studio was, I want to say,
because Prey is just like a common name, you know what I mean? Like, maybe it's just a common name. So
Yeah. I mean, maybe they didn't have any intention of linking it with that game at all. I don't know, because that wasn't a very big game. Like, not a lot of people know about Prey from 2006.
I'm not even sure if it was really good either. I remember launch date, Prey coming out, but nothing substantial. Like, it was nothing impressive at all. It was just a game, but nothing that really.
Well, now that Bethesda got their hands on it.
Is this on Family Share? Is this a Family Shareable game? Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm playing it.
Okay, perfect.
I mean, this is probably going to be in the running for Game of the Year, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's strong talk.
Probably the first one I've said this
year.
We'll
play more than 2 hours and then come back next week.
For Game of the Year, I feel like I always go with some sort of first person story driven game, and like this one just is the best in that genre I've played so far.
We haven't played any game changers yet, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bobby loves game changers. He loves talking about them.
There's a name for them now, and it sucks. It's not first-person shooters. It's like a situational
comedy.
Environmental.
Okay. Anyways, you figure it out. You let us know. Well, let's talk about Invisigun Heroes, because we just played that before the podcast started.
Yeah, woo. I'm going from really good to
tell us what's going on.
Yeah,
on
Jiffy, Jiffy, I believe it was Jiffy, sent it over. He said, you guys should check it out. I think it's doing well on Steam. How is it doing on Steam, Bobby?
Let me pull it up.
Okay, let's break down what the game is. It's Invisigun Heroes, and it is an top-down kind of arena shooter, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. Think Bomberman.
Bomberman, sort of, but you got guns, so you're shooting. But the twist is you're invisible, so you don't know where you are, you don't know where your enemies are, but if you hit stuff, the stuff lights up, so you kind of get an idea of where people are, and if you shoot, you become visible briefly. So the
trick
is,
bump into a wall or walk through water.
Yeah, yeah. So the trick is trying to know where you are, knowing where the enemies are, and it's one-shot kill every time. So just trying to figure out where they're at and then shooting each other. Very positive on Steam, but they only have 70 reviews. I dug this game. I think it's got a cool idea. It's got a cool art style. I'm not opposed to the art style. It's like an 8-bit style art style. I thought the characters were diverse enough, but all in all, it had the one gimmick, and then you're done. Once you're tired of the gimmick, you're tired of the game.
They have different modes that you can play, like where you control an area, or you just try to rack up as many kills as you can. Yeah, I mean, at first when we loaded the game up, I'm like, oh, this kind of looks like Bomberman, so I was interested in it. But
well, the first map was very Bomberman-esque.
Yeah, very grid-based, and the whole invisible thing kind of drove me crazy a little bit. I mean, first of all, I'm not crazy about the controller game, so it really wasn't my type of game, but the whole invisible thing, like, was really frustrating for me.
So
it was frustrating for me as well. Like, I felt like I was playing myself,
yeah,
as opposed to playing against you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe that, you know, it takes a while before. I feel like this is a game, like, if we kept playing together, we'd all get better, and the it'd be more fun.
Yeah. But it's kind of a party game.
Yeah, we're just kind of, like, bumbling around, you know?
Yeah, but it's one of those games, like, you want your party games to be pick up and play. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't have pick up and play, maybe that's a lack of the game.
Yeah. Well, Chi, what did you think about it?
Oh, sorry.
Just one quick thing that I want to say about it on the positive note is that it does have built-in multiplayer online versus mode.
Yes,
so
it does.
That's cool, because a lot of times you see a game come out like this and it's just local co-op, and I think that just kills it.
Yeah, for sure.
Because
yeah.
Not everyone has, like, a couple of friends they could bring over to their house and play.
For me, I like the game, but I can see how annoying it could be having an invisible hero. Half the time I spent truly just wandering around. But you did need to apply a level of strategy to the game in order to win things, and I like that they offer a lot of different battle modes. I was a big Bomberman fan, and the fact that this one has so many different modes, it kind of opens up from what you're used to, like your core a battle arena when it's top down and blocky like this. I like it, but at the same time, it's pick up and play maybe once, and I can imagine you'll lose interest from two or three already of the people who just can't handle the invisible factor of it and not want to play with you.
That's a good point. I think it'd be hard to find four people that like this to sit down with.
Well, it's like in Move or Die, they had the, what do they call it? Like the
mutations?
The mutations, The invisible thing felt like a mutation, but that's kind of like the crux of this game here. I mean, it hinges on that. So, I don't know. It's a bold move, Cotton.
Yeah.
Not a strong recommendation.
Yeah. I feel like it could have had something, but... Oh, here's the one thing.
I would play it just to go through all the battle modes, but beyond that, there's not much that I would want to explore.
Yeah.
So here's the thing that really bothered me with the design of this. Like, you're invisible, and you're trying to, like, sneak around and get the other guy. And so you can bump into each other. And if you bump into each other, you both start spinning. And what happens inevitably, if you're both spinning and visible in front of each other, you're both mashing away trying to shoot it, and it felt completely arbitrary on who shot the other person in this. But this happens so... We ran into this, what, 5 or 6 times in the short time we played. Like, you would have thought, from a design standpoint, they would have had a cool solution for that sort of thing. Like, who has advantage, and who do you... Because if I knew I was going to lose, I would be trying to do something other than just mash...
Run, as opposed to shoot.
And I feel like they just didn't design it well enough to have a good answer for something that occurs all the time. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The best part of it is for me, was the diversity of the heroes. There's like, they have cool different effects.
Yeah.
Yeah, each hero does something different, and then if you win, they have a very weirdly worded remark to make, snide remark.
They're snarky, yeah.
But it's like done, I think it's done on purpose. It's like, in old Japanese games, they would write them in English, but it would never make any sense. I think that's similar to, they do a similar thing.
I would agree with that, for sure.
I think it's on purpose, yeah.
So anyways, it was okay. I think we give it an okay rating.
Yeah. Yeah. The game has not been changed on that one.
Cool. Well, I think we all, except for maybe Bobby, didn't play PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. But this was my first week playing Battlegrounds, so I know we've talked about this previous weeks. But I want to give my impression of the game. I played with Chi some. I played with Emilio some.
Not Bobby, because he fucking hates this game.
No, I actually played some.
Yeah, oh, I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so... good on you, Bobby. Obviously, I suck at first-person shooters, but this is one of those first-person shooters where you don't have to be great at first-person shooters and still have a lot of fun, because everybody's as fucking scared as you are, and like you don't know when you're running across somebody, and it's a lot of times like not necessarily the best person that's shooting, but did he build himself up enough? Like you can just out... You know, you can out-gear another person if you
out-gear,
get them.
Out-luck.
Yeah.
Out. It's like real life.
But it's awesome. Like, it is so much fun. But I want to do a caveat in that I played a duo once or twice, but I've almost always played squads. And I think squads is where the real fun's at, right?
Yeah. Would you guys all say duos, I think.
Right? I like both duos and squads. Yeah. I prefer squad.
So let me ask you guys, if you're in there by yourself, would you rather run solo and go up against 100 other solos, or would you rather jump into the squad one as a solo player and hopefully get linked up with a threesome?
I always go singles. Singles.
Because I feel like singles...
I never even thought about going squads as a runner.
I only go in with people... If I go duos or squads, it's with a gamer I know. I generally wouldn't rely...
You've never played by yourself?
I wouldn't want to rely on strangers to
Playing by yourself is fun, too, Chad, and it's good practice.
Oh, I play solo. Play solo, yeah.
Yeah, and so, anyways, it's so much fun. Like, it's got the right balance of tenseness but action, and the games aren't too long but not too short to feel like it's not worthwhile. And there's so many different ways you can play. The way the map starts off is so unique. Like, you can pick sort of where you want to go, but you can't have a plan before you just jump on the plane and see the map, because your plane's going to head in a direction and you don't know where he's going to go. And then the circle can zoom in. So Chi and I played the first night. We got a chicken winter dinner.
Yeah,
was that game three or game four?
Wow.
I was like the third or fourth game I played. I got zero kills. But her friend, who were we playing?
Abba Zaba
got 11 kills that time.
In that game. It was a game where you froze out in the plane.
Oh. That was
You just like flew into oblivion. Oh.
So we did three person. We had three persons on that one.
Three person winner chicken dinner.
Yeah, so
that was nice.
Nice.
And it's so satisfying to win, because I've gotten second place like four times maybe. We kept getting second places.
Yeah, we got two.
And it was just like you get down to the little circle and you know you're going to have to fight, and it's just crazy. And Chi, we played Chi one time, and we went and got the AW. It's not an op in this one. It's like an AWD or something. AW something else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, you get the op, and I immediately gave it to Chi because I'm not going to be using this op.
We got second place that one because I shot a dead body instead of an actual.
But I was so impressed with Chi.
Chi's
in the. We got like less than 10 people, and Chi's in there. And I'm like, you know, we're trying to talk, and she's like, shut up. I'm trying to like, be quiet. Like, we're all like tense. We can't even talk on the mic because she's trying to like listen to see what's going on. Just all in all, it was awesome. And then another time I played with Emilio, and like we saw a crate go down, and I'm like, fuck it. I'm just booking for this crate.
Yeah. Wait,
more than once.
You did that like twice in the same game.
He's just running through a field, going through the grate. We're like, no, we're in the house.
Because the way I play this game is I know I'm not going to get a lot of kills, so I want to play it like a scout or a decoy.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to help my team, I don't have to help my team necessarily with kills, but I can help them in other ways.
That's exactly what Rubbernuts does.
Yeah,
Rubbernuts has 300 ping, so he's just a decoy. He knows his role.
That's funny.
Yeah, so anyways.
You see yourself playing more.
Yeah, it's a blast.
Awesome.
And I want to caveat this and say that it's still in beta, early access, and the graphics right now, I turn them all to low, and it's really disappointing because I see the potential of the graphics there, but you want to play it on low setting just because you want as much ping as you can and as little graphical clutter as possible. You know what I mean? Like, this is one of those games you want to look at, see the one individual pixel of the guy that's across the way, because you're looking at guys 300 meters away. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so it's just a little disappointing. I kind of hope that eventually they'll lock the graphics to a setting so you can't just crank them all the way to the weakest. I know, but like it gives you advantage to have low settings. So why wouldn't you
change that a little bit? The foliage it's a feature that you can adjust in the graphics settings, and it used to put it used to give you an advantage if you turned it all the way down, but now I don't think it gives you any sort of advantage. I think you have the same amount whether that is high or low. I still have mine on low just in case.
Do you think, okay, when you go prone and you try to scope in, it's very difficult because the foliage is right in your face.
Yeah.
Do you guys like that fact? Or do you, it's like you just can't go prone if you scope
whatever, in. Whatever's realistic is what I like, and that's okay. Realistic. If you lay down in a bush, you should be fucked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that kind of ties into my experience with PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds this week. I think I had one too many S's in
there. This is your first week playing it as well, Bobby?
No,
I played it when it came out, and I had a good time.
We played together.
It.
I forgot about that. Yeah. And I rage quit because...
Oh, yeah, because of Dick Nick.
Yeah.
But I wanted to play it since the big update, and things do seem to be running a lot smoother. But I was playing with it, and I was playing with Mr. F and Sweet, and, God, who else was in there? Was that Bill? Was that Zap? Oh, man, I'm going to fuck it up.
He's a bad motherfucker, by the way. Mr. F and Sweet is a sniping motherfucker.
He's very good. Yeah. And when I was like just one of the first people dead.
He got his first PC, like, recently, right?
No, it wasn't Bill. It was, God damn it, why can't I remember?
Mr. F and Sweet?
No, I think it might have been Mayo, actually. Yeah, Mayo was there. And
yeah,
one other person. We're doing a four stack.
Right now, Bobby.
Yeah.
And, you know, like usual, I'm the somebody first else. One dead because I'm not very good at that game. So I have a chance to observe the other players. And I'm watching Mr. F and Sweet go. And I'm like, how the fuck does he see that person in the bush over there? He's just like shooting at a bush, shooting at a rock. Like people are dying. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I'm pretty sure he's
not all that
actually.
Accurate. When I spectate my little brother, because he's almost always the last guy alive. He in spectator mode, he's shooting in the middle of the sky, but ends up knocking somebody out.
It's not the most
there's two accurate. Parts to this story, though, because this happened. I'm like, dude, there's something wrong with my eyes. Like, I need to see a doctor or something because I'm not seeing what these people are seeing. But then the next day, I was playing some Heroes of the Storm with Beirut, and the same thing was happening to him. He was complaining about how he was getting hit by skill shots in bushes, and he's like... Like, granted, we were queuing up with people that were really high level. When he queues up with me, like, he's playing in a new league.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, yeah, dude, you know, it's kind of like intuition. You know where the shots are coming, and you learn to dodge it. So I think it's kind of like that. I got to see the same problem from two different angles. Like, when I play PUBG, like, I just do not see what other people see. It's not even, like, what you see with your eyes. It's the intuition.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you just know, you feel it. You know they're going to be there because that's where you would be, you know?
Yeah. All in all, though, blast. If you're not spending, I think it's $20 for this game, right? Is it 20 or 30?
I think it's 30.
You know, actually,
$29.99.
If they have their,
it doesn't matter. Either one of them, it's fucking. Yeah. It's fucking worth it. Even if you don't like first person shooters, like me, I was just complaining last week about first person shooters. It's not really a first person shooter. It's not a crafting survival game.
It's a simulation game.
It's more like it's like a survive game. I don't know how to better describe it.
King of the Hill.
It is. It's funny because you can play it different ways. You can drop down into the fucking shit zone and try to get a bunch of good weapons, but you're going to be fighting off guys. Or you can play like we usually play, where you drop in out-of-the-way areas and try to just survive until you're like the last 10 or 15 people left.
You know what's funny is right after Chad explained to the whole world what makes him a bad gamer, he goes and fucking does this entire time we're playing this. Hey, guys, you guys should do this and this and this. Like, dude, this is your first game, dude.
Really?
Calm your ass down.
Hey. Well, if you have good strategic intuition.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't a skill-based thing.
Yeah. And so you understand what, right? Yeah. Like, I think I have a pretty... I like don't trust my ratings, but I feel like when I play, every time I load the game, if I'm playing a couple games, most likely I'll have a chicken dinner. Not just because of the type of people that I'm playing with. I mean, we won with Chad, but it was because the one
you don't have to phrase it like that. We won with Chad,
and we got second place with you too. It's all about there's a lot of teamwork and just being aware. And just luck of the draw too, in terms of location and
what's good
how
is
the circle
like,
closes in.
If
you know, if
it
you're
levels out the playing ground very well, in my opinion.
What does
the game itself?
Yeah, the
yeah, because so you can whether play
you're
smart,
if you're a good yeah. skill shot, you'll definitely get some good kills in, yeah. but you never know.
If you're not tactical, it's not gonna.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
but you might win anyway. If it comes down to mostly, so yeah, I got my first grenade kill. I was super stoked. I mean, that was like leveling up in another game. Like, I got a grenade kill,
nice,
and I knocked out his friend. I was playing with the emu killer, and then what was the other thing? Oh, today I was playing because I was waiting for Bobby to get off of Prey so I could play it. and I'm chasing this guy, and he's I don't know, 50 meters from me, but we're both running from the blue, and I think he hasn't seen me, and I was like, hey, Sam, check this out. I'm going to fucking smoke this guy. What makes me a bad gamer? And then I'm running, and then there's a tree between me and him, and he doesn't come out the other side of the tree. And I'm like, bam, he's just fucking dead. Right, shot me right in the head.
Oh, yeah.
So he was doing the alt look because his body didn't turn around. So he had seen me. But it played out like something
do
in a movie.
Do people's heads turn when they do the alt look?
No, they don't.
Because I imagine that would be great. Because I imagine someone just running like this, like kind of like the ska dance from the late 90s. Yeah. I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Do that.
Right? And you know, if he was doing that, you'd know that you could come up on his left side or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Anyway, fantastic game.
Yeah.
You know what? This is going to be game of the year, probably.
Yeah. We're all talking about it because we're all playing it, and a majority of the Discord is too. I believe Friday night we had 4 separate squads in just our Discord playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, if
Discord
you're looking for
is where to be, guys.
For sure.
Blowing up on the week.
Also on our website.
What was the other one that was like a Hunger Games style, but it was more Hunger Games style, where you'd kind of all start in the middle with nothing? And you'd like have to run out and get it. It was
I know.
A lot of Twitch streamers were streaming that.
Yeah,
do you remember that game?
The Culling.
The Culling. Yes, that's right. Oh, yeah. I just worry. Like, people tend to jump on the next. Is PlayerUnknown's Battleground the pinnacle of this, or is something going to come out in 6 months that's a better version of PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds?
I was playing this, and I was thinking, once this hit, something like this...
Thank you, Sleazy. Yes, you're right. The Culling. He called me out.
Hits VR. It's going to be game over. Like, people aren't going to pay their bills. Like, it's going to be game over for everyone.
They're going to poop socking it.
Living in the purge,
I mean,
apparently.
Once, if you can make this even close to realistic... because the only thing that's lacking here is the graphics... I mean, are the controls there, guys? Like, could they be better?
No, I think they're pretty tight.
They're pretty
actually.
Tight, right?
Yeah. Oh, the only thing that personally that I would like to see is, I would honestly like to see it as you just have gun parts spread out, and you have to craft your own gun to get it together. Because it's really cool when you go into a house and you're looking around for a house when you're not paying attention to the outside world and you've got your own things going on. And that's the thing that I think is lacking in this one. There's no other reason to not pay attention to what's going on. And I would love to be able to have like, if you are crafting, you're paying attention to your weapon or whatever. Like this idea of having to either manage your perception around you or your perception on what you're doing.
Yeah.
I think that would be another step up into a game like
I've
this.
I've killed plenty of guys who are looting.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, if you're looting, and I watched Chi do this one time, like, we're at the end of the game, and a guy was dead, and she dropped down on the ground right next to the crate, but she didn't loot it. Like, she's looking around waiting for people to jump out because they think she's looting.
Right.
And then once it's clear, then, you know, you loot as quick as you can.
Right.
Those elements are like awesome, and I wish there was more elements of those.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Maybe if it took a little longer to put your attachments on.
Yeah, something like that. Like, you have to, or, you know, like when you're reloading, you have to pay attention to your gun and not around you. You know, like, I don't know. I think there's more.
That'd be a good one. I mean, you are reload, I mean, the people on Discord, can you not look at your gun and reload your gun?
Well, I'm probably. Sure, like, everybody in the army probably does it. Like, they could fucking take their gun apart and together without, you know, blindfolded, all that shit. But anyways, it's an awesome game. Highly, highly recommend it.
Go get it.
Coming from a
non-FPS
guy, that's, you know, something.
I'm glad that you like it, because it is a challenging game.
It is.
I didn't think he was going to like it.
I didn't think so either.
But then again, he's been running with cold-blooded killers.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I've had a lot of fun.
Was it extra crispy, just the way you like it?
I haven't even thought about booting this up by myself. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, Disneyland's okay. Disneyland with Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
Way better.
Yeah.
It's like a whole different thing.
For sure.
All right. You know, the reason that I was still on my account and Amelia was not able to play Prey was because I was checking out the Awesomenauts update. I only got a chance to play one game on that, but mainly I was just checking out the UI. It looks good. This is a change that was a long time coming. Awesomenauts, 3v3 MOBA, like side-scroller MOBA, hell of a lot of fun. Great little cartoony graphics, if you don't know what it is. But it's finally free to play, and they have this whole currency system, everything you would expect from a free to play game. It looks good, but you can't spend the in game currency on cosmetics. It appears only just heroes or champions or whatever they call it. I don't know. It was just a first glance. I plan on getting more into it, but I just want to make people aware of that because that's a great game to play with people. I love jumping into that.
Do you think, Bobby? Do you think it's a good first MOBA? Just so you get an idea? Or not
no.
really, because it's
I don't
so
think
different.
Smite is the best MOBA to jump in first.
Yeah, Smite would probably be better. If you're a first-person
or
shooter.
Even League.
If you played a lot of RTS.
Well, because League is...
Yeah, if
it
you
depends
played a lot of
on,
RTS,
yeah.
and League would be great. But
yeah, exactly. Where
I don't think
from?
This is close enough to a real MOBA to really have that parallel drawn between it. But it's a lot of fun. I am officially a Rocco main, I think. I like the Australian bird right between the eyes.
what is he, a carry or what is he?
Yeah, he's a long-range character, so you have to, like, stay back and you can shoot, and then he has an ability where you can move while shooting at the same speed. Because a lot of this is moving and shooting and just being accurate with your
Did
shots.
You get anything for having
yeah, that's what
the
I
real...
Wait, do you get
having the purchase copy?
Is it like a god pack?
29 characters unlocked, and they completely redone the progression system. You used to level up your character, and then as you level up your account, and as you level up the account, it unlocks things for different characters. And there's no rhyme or reason to like which ones you unlock for which characters. They could be at any level of that. So it was really weird the way they did that. But now they just give you access to the full store. You can upgrade your character in any way you want in game. It's a much needed change.
As a paid player, what do you get since you paid before you went free to play?
I don't think I get anything. I mean, I get all the characters unlocked.
Well, oh, okay. That's definitely
other
something.
Other people probably start with five.
Now you have more
a
friends
rotation.
To play with. That's
you know,
what he gets.
Just like a free.
what?
Now he actually
right?
has people to play with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think the player base has gone up. But
if it sounds weird, it is weird. Like, it's a really strange game.
I hate the game. It's fucking terrible.
I like it.
I haven't
Don't
played
play
it.
With a controller, though. That's my only advice.
Play with a controller.
No. What? A MOBA with controller? No way.
No, it's a
side scroller. Imagine Mega Man, but it's MOBA.
But the lanes are vertical.
Yeah.
Like there's a high lane, a mid, or is it two lanes or three lanes?
Three lanes.
Depends on the map.
Okay, I might have to check it out.
I think it's only two.
It's super fun.
I need to play more games. I will. Definitely will.
Okay. You say this every week.
I know. I'm going home to Minnesota this month, and so I won't be on the next podcast, but my brothers are gamers, so that's when I get to play as much as possible.
Hey, Jens, on the next bingo card, she says she's going to play more games.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. So overall, Bobby, good update. Did they add a characters?
I lose track of which characters are new. I think there is one new character,
okay.
But I'm not positive.
And there's no e-scene on this, right?
No. It's very casual. It's
okay. Cool. I think everything else mostly is my stuff, so I'm going to just start talking, and if you don't want to hear me, fast forward 20 minutes, because I got a lot of shit to talk about.
Oh, shit, that's true.
First thing up, my Siberia 800s broke again on the left side. So I'm very frustrated with these. These are awesome headsets, and they are just made with plastic.
Yeah.
And
dude, that's every gaming headset I've owned, though.
I don't know what to do about this.
Yeah, I've never had a headset where it didn't break on me, except for the ones I have currently, and I paid $300
like
for
I got
did
this.
Did you sit on it?
No. It's very tight, so you have to pull them open, and the strap along your head is metal, and then when it connects into your headphones, it's plastic where the metal hooks on. So it's pulling... It's trying to bend this plastic out.
You got a big ass head, man.
Oh, I guess I got a giant bean. This is from like Sweden or something, so maybe they got tiny little heads out there.
They're big over there.
I don't know, the tallest man in the world, I think. After I broke it the first time, I've been super careful. I've been trying to bend it out through the metal part, like and set it on my head.
These aren't for you, man.
One thing about Steel Series is that they try really hard to look cool, whatever way they construct their headsets. For me, it's never been sound in terms of.
Well, I feel like we're picking on Steel Series here, but I feel like gaming headsets are just toys. Like, you need to get yourself some real equipment.
Well, okay, so. You know, I think Fastidious sent me one, and because I've been complaining about this. Like, I love these headsets. They are perfect. Everything about them is perfect, except for the plastic shitty fucking things that are
connected
to it.
Which makes it more frustrating, right?
Yeah, it's like they sound so good. They've got the extra battery, so I never have any downtime. I never have to plug these in. They feel perfect. Like, everything about them is perfect, except the fact that they made them out of plastic.
I put them on once. I was like, holy shit.
So, what the fuck?
This is fantastic.
Yeah. So,
I took a better shit letter just because of that.
Yeah.
It's so good.
So, I've submitted another RMA. I don't know if they're going to, like, accept it or not. So, I don't know.
Yeah. They should honor the RMA.
But at this point.
The problem. Doesn't solve the root of the problem.
Yeah.
Get something else.
Well, their RMA.
Tell them your problem.
Yeah.
Tell them you're with DLG and you're getting a very bad rap on the podcast. That'll turn that attitude right around.
Like, I want to like these ones, and I do, but Jesus. Anyways, so that's what's going on there. So right now, I'm using these shitty headphones. Another headphones that broke. What were those free ones that you got? Audio? What were those free ones?
I don't remember.
Anyways, so I'm using these other headphones that I fucking Gorilla taped one side together so they work. So I'm using either one broken one or one broken / jury-rigged one.
Do you want the Sony headset back?
No, not at all. Okay. Because I got another one from work. These are Sony ones that have like the fucking full steel
That's
all the way down.
Yeah.
No, these are different ones. I'll show you these. So I'm gonna be rocking these ones for the next whatever until I get my Siberias back, but... Anyways, so that's my current hardware.
Should have put that in hardware.
Shenanigans. Yeah, I probably should have, but anyways.
It's perfect. It just doesn't have a pulse.
Diablo 3, is a Necromancer update live?
Yes. Well, not live. I got access into the beta. The beta's been up and down. It's very placeholder right now. Everything's placeholder. You can kind of work it. So I don't have a whole lot to give you because it's going up and down. But I did want to mention, God, I felt like super powerful. Like... So the first ability the Necromancer gets, anywhere on the screen, if you click, it like does bone spikes up from the ground. Mm-hmm. So anywhere on the screen, you don't even have to be like a line of sight. If you see them and click on them, the bone spikes, AOE, any range.
Slow? Or just damage?
Just damage, yeah. Right. So that was cool. He kind of has two things. You know how Diablo works as you level up. You kind of have your primary attack, your secondary attack, and your special abilities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as you level up, you gain more abilities and that you can put in there. So every time you level up, you can kind of fiddle around with your build and see what you like. And then you get modifiers on them. Mm-hmm. So you can do kind of this ranged melee attack, or you can do this like kind of sweeping bone attack. And the only thing that I'm not digging about the Necro is it felt more bone-based and not enough... Pet-based?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't start getting pets until, like, a few levels into it.
I don't think of pets when I think of a necromancer. Yeah. I mean, maybe summons, but...
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, a summon. Like, summoning things. Like, I didn't get summons for a while.
It's because they were trying
reanimating
to
dead things.
Have the class be different enough from the Witch Doctor.
Yeah, maybe.
That's true.
That's because when I played Witch Doctor,
Zombies,
I thought they
right?
just completely... Yeah, no, Witch Doctor has jars and... And
spiders and frogs, and so
when I was playing the Witch Doctor, I'm like, oh, okay, so they got rid of the Necro class, and we have the Witch Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why they're focusing more on.
Yeah, maybe.
On
I just felt like it was kind of silly. They've got like bone spears that, like, one of them, if you click on them, bone spears will like fly out of the fucking ground and hit them. And I was like, wow, this is kind of like just kind of cheesy. But then they got the corpse explosion. I was like, I'm hooked. This is the class.
Awesome.
This is the class for me.
Doing all that is finding the synergy between two different items.
Yeah.
Just like whatever matches your play style too.
Anyway, so
Necromancer is my favorite class in almost all games.
But I think the price for just the Necro is going to be like $10 just to get the Necro to play. So I don't know if that's worth it, but it does. You know, change the whole game if you're playing the Necro.
And
so.
Are they updating the other characters? Or
I don't think so. This is just a new class that they're adding.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah. And
$10 is worth a playthrough.
You can play on my account and give it a check. The next, so I played a couple, and I want to preface this by saying that I played this on consoles, but both of these are both console and PC, so I'm going to talk gameplay and not necessarily graphics or anything like that. The first game up that I played was Rise and Shine.
It looks sweet, man. Sweet fucking graphics.
Yeah. So Rise and Shine is very like hand-drawn. It's a kind of a hand-drawn look. And you basically play this boy who lives in, it's called Game Earth, is the world that he lives in. And it's basically the idea that all these video game people all live on this planet and coexist. And then they have this other aliens that came in and invaded them.
Like Wreck-It Ralph.
Sort of, yeah. And so he gets this gun called Shine. His name's Rise, and he gets this gun called Shine. And Shine is this, like, super gun, and it will infinitely respawn Rise. So you're going around trying to beat it. The game, though, is a side-scrolling platformer, twin-stick shooter kind of style.
Kind of like a Metal Slug or...
Sort of, but you literally can aim your gun.
Oh, okay.
Like, with your secondary stick. What I did like about it, and also didn't like about it, it's almost a puzzle game, because when you respawn at the, like, closest checkpoint, and there's checkpoints all over. So basically, they're just a series of scenes. So you go and the side-scrolling stops, and you have to kind of accomplish the scene, and then when you beat it, it goes to kind of the next scene as you advance. So I wouldn't really call it a platformer, because it doesn't feel very linear. You kind of go up these enemies, and you beat them, or you die, and you respawn to fight them again, and you keep respawning.
Like Mega Man? Kind
of. Sort of, but it's not like... You know how Mega Man, you just can keep moving and avoid enemies? It's not like that with this. You come up to the enemy, and you have to solve that puzzle. And then you get to the next enemy, and you have to solve that puzzle.
But you liked and didn't like that. It's just different.
It didn't... The challenge was either super easy. If you knew what to do and could beat it, it was super easy. If you didn't know what you were doing, you might die 10 times trying to figure out what exactly was going on.
Why can't you just shoot the bad guys?
You can, but they take several hits, and you've got to reload. It's got an ammo capacity and stuff like that. One of the things that was cool is one of their main abilities in the game, you can switch to a slow shoot mode, and basically you shoot it, and it's like a rocket where you direct the rocket.
Right.
And then you push attack again, and it just shoots the bullet like it.
Oh, gotcha.
So it was cool. I don't think it's worth necessarily $15, but if you can get it right now, it's on Steam for $9. I might say it's worth it for that. You know, it's got kind of a combination puzzle slash
shooter.
Platformer slash shooter. So it was fun, and the art style is cool, and it doesn't take itself too seriously, which I always appreciate. One scene early on, you know, all the shit's going down, and kind of the guru, the guide or whatever, he's like, you know, you're a young kid, so take Mega Badass. He just killed 500 guys. Take Mega Badass with you. That's his actual name. His name is Mega Badass. And Mega Badass says, you stay right here, kid. I'm going to go stop everything, and then you can come by. And he runs forward, and a mine just pops up and just blows Mega Badass away. I don't know. It was just funny. Like, it didn't take itself seriously, so I had a blast with it.
All right.
Now, one game that was very interesting was a game called Mr. Masagi. And Mr. Masagi is...
Oh, boy.
Is exactly what you think. It's kind of a... I don't want to say a dating sim, but it's kind of a dating sim. And
use your gamepad as a massage.
Yeah. So the point is to get the girls to like you, and then you put the controller on your body, and it will start vibrating like the girls are giving you a massage. It was just totally ridiculous. I wouldn't even say it's worth the $6, but it's just I was chuckling every once in a while. You date this jar of mayo as one of your dates. You date a cow in one of the dates. You date an alien, a werewolf. Like, I don't know. It was funny. I don't think it's worth $6.
But, did you pay $6?
No, not at all. But it was unique. It was something that... Yeah.
You could put your controller on the back of your neck. Or any other place.
And
you get rewarded with a massage.
Yes.
I think this would appeal to the women more than men.
Yeah,
apparently
seriously.
You're a man.
For sure.
Yes.
Playing a female dating sim. They should reverse the roles and maybe.
Yeah, so it is ridiculous. If you want to just have one of these ridiculous experiences, give Mr. Masagi a go. Like I said, I don't think it's worth $6 because I beat it in probably less than 2 hours. But it was interesting. It was something unique, at least.
Cool.
So there's that.
Bill, I've been wanting somebody to play that because it looks really good. The What Remains of Edith Finch. Have you guys seen this?
Yeah, I have it. I have
Is
it installed
the VR
right now.
Game?
No, it's not VR.
Oh,
you have it installed. Good.
I think it's PlayStation only, though. Is it on Steam?
Isn't it a PC game?
I've never heard of this game. What Remains of Edith Finch?
Yeah.
Is that? It sounds like the sequel to What's
Steam.
Eating Gilbert
Grape.
Yeah,
it's on Steam.
Okay.
Okay, I have it.
It has really, really good reviews.
I have it installed on my PlayStation, so I will play it on there and give you my review because I have been intending to play it.
It reminds me of I don't know why, but it feels like Ethan Carter, but I don't know, a kind of game.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, but this one's in first person. Anyways, I played one more game that I didn't put up there. It's called Wonder Boy. What was it called?
Wonder Boy Dragon something?
The Dragon's Trap.
Yeah.
And I didn't like the game at all, but I did want to point out it has some of the best hand-drawn graphics of any game I've ever seen. Whoever did the hand-drawn graphics for this one. No, I'm gonna talk about that too. So hang on one sec.
Okay.
Whoever did the hand-drawn graphics on this, so go down and watch kind of the trailer of this. I don't recommend this game, but. It is so pretty to just fucking watch. And it must be, I think it's a emulation of an older game because you push a button and you can switch between the 8-bit and the HD. And I don't know why you would ever switch to 8-bit because it you look like you're playing a cartoon. Mm-hmm. Like it's so pretty looking, but the game itself is so old. Like you can tell immediately it was a game from the 80s or something. It just, the gameplay wasn't that good.
That looks pretty good there.
They did the same thing in Day of the Tentacle where you could switch in real time between the original version and the remastered version. I think they did that with Leisure Suit Larry too, Reloaded.
I think Ori and the Blind Forest look better than that, but.
Well,
I think it's great that it's basically like a way to relive these classic titles that you might have enjoyed previously
but it still
before.
Needs to be fun.
Like, yeah, for sure. this game wasn't fun at all.
Like Shovel Knight is like an homage,
Shovel Knight is fun.
And it's supposed to be super good. I haven't played it, but
so anyways, that one was called Wonder Boy: The Dragon's Trap. I don't believe it's out on Steam quite yet, but it's listed on Steam and it should be out shortly. The last game I wanted to mention is Nier Automata. I did play that a little bit. I'm enjoying it. It's weird though, it won't let you save until you get to a certain part, so like you had to play like 45 minutes to get to the first save spot, which bothers the hell out of me.
That for me is classic RPG. It's one of those things where you have to dedicate time and attention to get to that save point, to really work at it, otherwise suffer the consequences of having to redo the entire thing.
It could be good and it could really suck. Like if you really got to go and you're far,
yeah,
like you got a phone call or whatever it is, it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah. Well, I think this was designed for consoles, and consoles have like a suspend feature, which is what I kind of used to get through the first like 45 minutes to get it. But you look at the game and it looks kind of like a third-person action RPG. But when you get into the actual game, it's a lot about changing camera angles, and then it's almost in a 2D plane. So it'll change it to the side, and then it's mostly you moving left and right, or it'll move it to a top, and then it kind of feels like a top-down shooter for a minute. So it's kind of a weird style game where it uses the camera to almost change
the mechanics
of it a little bit.
On the fly?
Yeah, and I was actually kind of enjoying that aspect of it. It diversified what you were playing.
There's naked people.
Well, that's the one thing about this game is like it's very. There's a lot of Rule 34 in this, if you know what I mean. Like
there was a scene where it was a borderline shirtless Sethroth, holding a
naked half body,
naked punctured Ladies body. But it was yeah. a boy's body, not a female body.
I don't know.
But that was obviously...
But they just released DLC, and the DLC basically says this is the revealing clothing for the main character or whatever. Like they're,
how much do we want for the revealing clothing?
I think
you have to tip her to take her clothes off?
I think it's like $10, I think. For
Yeesh.
Yeah, and you have to like go into the game to unlock it and all. So this game... I am not far enough to say that I do recommend this, but I am enjoying this game.
I bet it's a great game.
It looks really good to me.
Oh. If and when I have the time to come around to it, I will definitely want to play this game.
Yeah. So, anyways, give it a go if you're into it. I'm not sure I could recommend $60 right now, but we'll see. Hmm. Again, that was Nier Automata.
Welcome back to the chat show.
Hey, that was it.
All right. No, I just want to give a quick shout out to VidGamer. He hooked me up with a beta key for Quake Champions. I'm finally in that beta. It's
awesome.
Just for the weekend, but I'm happy to check that out. Can't talk about it, NDA and all that, but finally got to play it. I signed up for the beta and never got an email, which sucks, so I'm glad he finally gave me a key. All right.
Just yes or no, fun or not fun?
NDA, can't say.
Well, that
wink,
means not
wink.
Fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so since I'm going to be talking the rest of the podcast, I'm going to talk briefly about some mobile stuff. So, Bobby, hit us up.
Chat's mobile corner. We all look like bobbleheads in the room,
except for
Bobby the statue. Yeah, when that's playing.
I think I'm gonna need to recycle to hit us up with a faster version because
it's a little too long.
It's just a little slow pace.
I need a new voiceover too. So,
yeah,
so we'll get a new one in the works.
If you could drop the beat somewhere inside of there,
yeah. I want to hear a little Skrillex coming out.
There is a lot of dropping the beat in our intro. In our intro, it's very masculine. By the way, I don't like my opening line in our intro.
All right, you're gonna have to talk to who's the one that did our intro.
Recycled, I think.
No, Recycled did. It was somebody else.
Mobile Corner.
I'm drawing a blank. I'm
know,
sorry.
They're two different people.
Everybody's hurting feelings today. This is
The mobile corner was recycled.
No, I'm talking about the intro.
Oh, that was
Yeah. Why am I drawing a blank on his name?
I don't know.
Fuck. Anyways, we'll talk about that later.
Apologize.
So, two games that I talked that I played this week. I brought them up last week that I was going to play them, and actually did. The first one was Cats, and Cats is kind of like a BattleBot simulator. I thought I would like it, and I didn't like it at all. Basically, you design your little battle bot, and when you go into play, you don't get to play the game. Mm. Your thing is just automated, and the two attack, and one dies and one doesn't, and it's all about updating your thing. It just didn't have a lot of gameplay modes.
Yeah,
like you could.
It's a tinkering game, though, right?
Yeah, but you could play the ladder, and you could play just quick plays, and that was it. I couldn't find mobile games. I thought are designed to try to get you to play constantly. In this game, I was like, okay, I'm out of things to do, and I had no reason to go back to it.
Why wouldn't you just keep playing other people?
Because you could only unlock things so often, and there was no real point to not going in there unless you're unlocking things.
I'm enjoying 8-Ball Pool so much. I spent some money on it.
Okay,
I'm thinking of spending some more money on it too.
Okay.
Fucking really loving that game, man. Just really.
And it's just a straight pool game, right? There's no game. No fluff.
No funny business. Your cues can you what the money's being spent on is how good your cues are. You can get like power. They have graphs on how strong they are.
Oh, okay.
And that's where the money sink is.
Oh.
And yeah. So it's really fun.
The other game I've been playing is called Forge of Glory. It's abbreviation of FOG. This game is one of those, it's not a match three. What do you call them where you can try to match as many of the color as you can? I don't know what they're called. But it's set up in this premise of it's a four-player party, and each person in your party correlates to a color. So if you do a blue and then connect it to a red, then your blue guy attacks and your red guy attacks. I'm enjoying it so far. We'll see how it goes. I think I'm starting to wane on it, But again, both of these are free. Forge of Glory, I definitely recommend more than Cats. I don't recommend Cats at all.
Have you ever played any of the mainstream mobile games that you see Arnold Schwarzenegger commercials and Mariah Carey commercials?
Absolutely not.
Like, what's the one? The one Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Mobile Strike.
Mobile Strike is known as like a really bad game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just has a huge advertising campaign.
Okay.
The other one, too, the one with the big tit chick.
Kate.
No, not her, but what's the name of the game?
I think that was Dawn of War.
Whatever, it doesn't matter.
One of those.
Neither one of them are known. Like the best one, I think, is Clash of Clans. That's like a solid game.
Okay,
Chad, did you ever play it?
Clash of Clans. Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, everything's trying to be the Clash of Clans, basically.
Cool. Should we get some listener questions?
Yep. Listener questions. All right, first one coming from Figstack. What's going on with the new logo? Are we getting a new one?
He means
Clown Lotion's logo.
Yeah, on iTunes.
On everything.
Yeah, we've got to update the iTunes information and logo. I've been busy with the shop stuff all this week, so my goal this upcoming week is going to be getting all our iTunes stuff up to date.
Cool. Yeah. So, yes.
So, we have the official logo, right? It's the one that's in our DLG chat. That's the one that we're using?
That's the one that Clown Lotion did.
Thank you.
And it's the one that has, like, it's blue and silver and black, and it looks really nice.
I think I need you to send me that copy, though. I don't think it's on our drive.
Because Emilio refuses to put shit on drive. He wants to just email shit. Like, he's a...
I do love that logo, though. Well, hands down, my favorite.
If you could.
There was a listener question that I think Bill DeHeel was asking about...
Did you fax it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Bill DeHeel was asking about Destiny 2 and if I'm excited. I'm definitely excited. PvE, loot-based MMO style. I love Destiny. I love Destiny. I wanted to really like Destiny. The problem with Destiny was their loot system was complete garbage, and I fucking hated it. And I literally stopped playing the game, not because of anything game-wise. The loot system was so unbalanced, and so if it punished you, and I refuse to play a game where it's like that. So, Chi, you're excited for Destiny 2?
Yes, I'm excited to get back into an MMO, and I feel like Destiny 2 is the one game that is going to draw just everyone in together to play. You know, it's not like you're picking up on WoW after, you know, decades of work into it. It's not, you know, some gimmicky MMO or a title that hasn't seen success but has potential. Destiny 1 was a great MMO, console only, and I would love to see how it'll transition to PC and how the PC audience will react to it. So I'm excited.
Is it going to be cross-platform?
I don't know about the cross-platform.
I doubt it's going to be cross-platform, but the fact that they're opening it up to PC gamers is a big deal.
Don't some of the games in Destiny like make your auto-aim better and stuff? They have auto-aim mechanics?
Well, it was console, so all console shooters have...
No, I know, but there's guns. I mean, they're going to have to not have those guns in for
them. Well, I mean, you have like how much bounce they have in their shots and stuff. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I've always been interested. It was one of those games that, you know, I felt like I missed out on. So, yeah, can't wait for that.
All right. Another question coming from Pharaoh Steve. Chi and the guys, what are your thoughts on the loot box rates? And I believe that's referring to, in China, there's a law that requires companies to release the actual drop rates for things like loot boxes and video games. So this is particularly targeting Blizzard and Overwatch, but it also affects things like all other Blizzard games and all video games for that matter. So I don't know. I personally, because this was kind of a buzz on Reddit with Heroes of the Storm, I didn't give a shit. I'm just like, I don't know. I'm not really hung up on loot boxes and rares and legendaries. I like to get that stuff, but at the same time... I mean, you can craft all that stuff anyway, and people already figure that shit out. I mean, when it first comes out, people open up hundreds and hundreds of crates and then show the statistics on that. So you kind of have an idea what they are already.
Yeah.
Do they deviate that much, like, from the actual statistics?
Well, it's more like, okay, I'm getting a 50-pack. How much am I going to actually get? So,
and it's not guaranteed.
This is specifically to Overwatch. And Overwatch, for China, they don't know about the other regions, but they're assuming it's the same. For China, it's at least a rare every box, a purple every 5.5 boxes, and a legendary every 13.5 boxes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's about what it is for Heroes of the Storm, they say. They have something built in called a pity timer, and they use this with Hearthstone, too.
Yep.
If you continue to get bad drops on your loot crates, then it'll eventually work in your favor where you'll get something better. So, like, for Heroes of the Storm, they say you can't go really 12 to 13, maybe at most 15 to 18 crates without getting a legendary.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to drops for Overwatch, and what I will say about the drop rates here and what they're showing and displaying, just based on the boxes that I've opened, I feel like they're about par. The thing about Overwatch loot, though, it's exclusive to your character only, and it's strictly cosmetic.
Yep.
Now, open up the drop rates for Counter-Strike drops. The skins, which are actually, you know, used
for money,
traded, and yeah. and items that are revered, and compared to Overwatch, I could care less what Overwatch has for their loot box drop rates. Yes, there are certain skins that I tried really hard to get but yeah. didn't get, but at the same time, other than the cosmetic appeal, there's really no loss outside of that.
Well, some people are paying money.
Yeah, if you're paying 50, for a 50 box loot drop.
And you get the
which
same
Chad's bought twice?
Percentile.
Yeah,
percentile.
Three times, maybe?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I guess I'm more important. I think it's more important for Hearthstone
You're definitely more important.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
We could tell by how much you've been talking.
I have the most stuff to say because, yeah. Anyways, so Hearthstone is important, more important than Overwatch, yeah. I feel, because it's not cosmetic. Like, you're actually making your decks out of this stuff. And I feel like 13.5, I would be thrilled at 13.5 in Hearthstone.
The rates seem fair.
No, but I don't think Hearthstone is that favorable. Like, if I get two legendaries per 50 pack, I feel that's average. And if I get three, I'm happy. And yeah.
Did you get like four or five last time?
No, I got three. Uh-huh. And I was thrilled. I said I got three legendaries and I'm excited.
Yeah, but it's different. That's different because it...
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah. It's not a skin. It's something really sought after.
Yeah. But, like, you need them. Yeah.
Yeah, you need them.
So, I don't know. Yeah. I think they're fair for Overwatch. I would love them to be a little better in Hearthstone.
So, that's interesting, though. We should see. Because Counter-Strike's out in China, right? So, we should be able to see the drop rates.
Counter-Strike?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Maybe. I'll address a question in chat really quick. VidGamer is asking, which mega pack should a beginner choose in Heroes of the Storm? Right now they're doing this promotional thing where you get a free pack of heroes, 20 heroes in Heroes of the Storm, so take advantage of that. The best one I would say is probably going to be the Assassins. That's the most value. If you're eventually going to try to unlock all the heroes, then get the Assassin bundle. Obviously get the bundle that gives you the most characters. The Flex bundle is also really good. I think that has the most playable heroes for a beginning character because a lot of tanks and a lot of easy-to-play characters are in that are good to start with. But, yeah, either the Flex or the Assassin bundle. A lot of people have been hitting me up this week, too, about playing Heroes of the Storm. A lot of people new to the game. So, yeah, if you want to play, hit me up on Discord. I'll give you my BNet ID, and we can I'll show you the ropes, as they say.
You don't get tired of that, Bobby? Like, dealing with these new people, or are you cool with that?
I mean, I feel good about bringing people into the game. There are times when I want to play like higher level games, you know, team league ranks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I,
because that's where the real fun is.
Yeah. I mean, that's, and if I spend too much time not doing that and playing casual games, then I get a little sloppy. But
I really like the fact that
so many people are coming to the game right now. Like, it's just this huge influx.
I've also heard that there's a careful. There's a saying that you don't really learn until you teach. Do you feel like you have a deeper understanding of the game because you've had to explain bit by bit sometimes? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Are you a better player because you're showing people how to play?
You know, I think that's true. I don't know if it's true in my personal experience with Heroes of the Storm, but in general, yeah, when you teach something, then you start approaching things from all new angles. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a helpful experience. All right, third and final question coming from Dara Sotra.
I like this one.
Whenever I hear you guys talk about your game times, especially Flopsy, 90 hours a week with a non-gaming girlfriend, what, how, with working? Okay, it's a little cluttered here, but basically he's saying, where do you find the time to play games? Especially, you know, most people that listen to the podcast, and us included, are fairly older. You know, we range in age from 20s all the way up to 40s. So, you know, we...
Fuck you, man. I'm 38 as fuck.
I'm rounding up here.
We
got busy lives. We got a lot of shit going on, all of us. You know, what do we... How do you find the time to play games? And I think the answer is going to be different from all of us. I mean, I know for me, it's sacrifice. I have to give things up. You know, I have to give up
like sleep
sometimes, which I'm getting better about. But really, for me, I think my biggest sacrifice, I don't watch TV. I don't watch Breaking Bad or, like, anything. Like, I got through Stranger Things. That was an accomplishment. But I don't watch any of these shows, Orange is the New Black, like, whatever, 13 Reasons Why. Like, whatever people are talking about, whatever's the cool new shit out there, I haven't seen it.
What do you and your girl watch TV together?
I mean, yeah, we do, but it's usually just, like, cartoons or fucking 90s Frasier or Seinfeld.
You know, quit lying. It's Desperate Housewives.
No, she watches a lot of TV, though. Yeah. Like, she's up to date on all that. And most people do. Like, all these popular shows, like the 13 or Orange is the New Black, that season got leaked on from Netflix. You guys hear about that?
No.
I think it was that one, Orange is the New Black. Someone hacked, like, Netflix, got access to those, held it for ransom. They didn't pay it, so he just released, like, the whole new season that was supposed to come out during
summer. That's a good show. I do like that show.
Fuck that show.
And Leap Milf, she's explaining her schedule in chat here. A schedule helps. Routine, I thrive on routine. So that helps as well.
I'm on the other side. Fuck routines. I don't plan anything ever.
Emilio thrives in chaos.
Yeah.
If his room's
messy. My only plan
messy,
is to improvise kind of lifestyle, I do that too.
I have like big events going on this month, and I'm like, Sam was like, dude, we got to plan this thing. But it always works out. How do I usually set one day at least. Like, this is my day I got to put in. I tell Sam, get the fuck out. This is, like, I need 5-6 hours.
Yeah.
And I'll do it then. But here's my big problem, and I don't know what this is. There's resistance a lot of times.
You have to set up an expectation.
Friction, like we talked about last week?
I'm on the same page with Emilio here. Yeah.
I will sit on my phone right next to my computer and not play games, even though I know. I think it's because I know I should be, and then it becomes work.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? I guess that's a guess. I don't know.
I talked about this years ago with you. Amelia would play WoW for like 18 hours a day, every day. And I'm like, dude, why are you doing this? As soon as it becomes work, I'm out. Like, I want to play because it's fun, and then I'm out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I get it.
So you do, Chi, you'd like, I just need a day. You try to nail a day or
okay, here's the thing with my situation. I think I'm right there with Darius Otre, like, how with work, with a significant other, how do you manage to play games, especially when they are a non-PC gamer? Mm-hmm. If you guys don't know my situation with my boyfriend, should I say like what my situation is?
Essentially, I mean, I think everybody knows.
Well, we live together, and he's a non-PC gamer, and
only because
this only comes up every weekend.
Okay, we could work on building him a PC. I have a PC in storage.
I'm saying,
and we can get him. But the thing is, I feel like those who
yours is exasperated because you live together.
Yeah, don't
none of us live together
with their girlfriends and
yeah.
Yeah, and I.
That's
really,
your fault.
It's
your
not
fault.
My fault.
Your fault.
Yeah,
you chose to move in.
Yeah.
You chose to move in.
I'm not gonna. If you're in the same boat.
First of all, you chose to hook up with somebody that lived two houses down from you, and
no,
then you moved in right away.
He's literally my next door neighbor.
One wall. All right, so you got to take that with a grain of salt. The three of us have decided to take it a little bit slower, even though Emilio is 87 years old. Yeah. He's still chosen not to live with him.
I'm taking it so slow, like just as slow as
backwards.
Possible.
Technically,
backwards.
Bobby's girlfriend doesn't even exist right now.
We've never seen her.
Because there has been no concrete evidence of anybody, even a witness of Bobby and his girlfriend together.
Well, this just in. Somebody asked if Bobby's girlfriend is also a robot.
Oh, we don't know. None of us know. The only person that knows is Bobby.
Yeah.
Right.
It could be just a fleshlight,
see,
as far as we know.
Out, man. I got it all figured out. This is how I find time for games. I keep everything compartmentalized.
There's no space underneath.
Bobby definitely has a schedule.
Her.
It's like boom, 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 boom.
I responded to Dara Socher on Discord, and basically I said, the only reason this works is because I have a girl that lives... Yeah. In another city, and I only see her on the weekend. So the whole week is mine. But that being said, there's every time I go home guilty because there's things that I want to do to actually advance my life, and I never do those because I'm always playing games. Or more recently, watching esports on
Why is Mobile Corner growing? It's because he plays mobile and watches esports.
Let me offer some tips and tricks for Dairy Sotre in regards to I'm probably the most smothered in terms of having the inability to play my PC games as much as I usually want to.
Right.
Before I was in a relationship, I would on the regular do 8 hour, 9 hour, 12 hour, 13 hour streams.
She's so upset.
Yeah, I know.
Like batting a fucking eye, because that was normal for me.
Yeah.
Wait, what was that, Bobby? Can we go back to those headshots?
We'll go.
But Bobby and his girlfriend.
Real picture for all you, because I love you guys showing up in Discord.
Way.
Those are the true fans. I'm posting a real picture of me and my girlfriend.
Oh, so she's a hottie totty. Why are you keeping her from us?
We can all relax. Yes, she is real. She's not a robot. That's me and her.
Looks oddly photoshopped.
Yeah, your Photoshop skills have definitely stepped up.
It's because we were at the Queen Mary. That's a green screen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a Queen Mary in...
just that part is fake. Okay, got it, Bobby.
Here's the same goddamn picture with us.
Not the girl that's out of your league or anything.
There we go. See, same
photo. Oh, exactly, same picture.
It's the same photo. It's a cardboard cutout.
Take your picture in front of a green screen and then they put the background.
No,
so is that the cool
Bobby,
background?
Bobby, we totally trust you on that.
Seems legit.
Anyway, so my tips, back to it. So my tips and tricks for trying to find space away from your SO in order to enjoy your
significant other.
Yeah, in order to enjoy your video games is to set up the expectation, build a schedule around it, commit to the schedule so they become accustomed to it. And there, it's like anything in practice and in time, it'll turn into a habit. So maybe they'll get into the habit of tuning out of what you're doing and kind of preoccupying themselves in some shape or sorts. But I'm at that point where I think I just announced to you guys today, I volunteered to work at the Land Center for free just so I can have more away time and game time from my boyfriend. So it's, and I love him to death. He's awesome. He's just not a PC gamer.
You know what's so funny? If you took that whole snippet of how she explained how to do that and you switched the question to like how to potty train your puppy, it would have been the same thing.
Yeah.
You have to set up parameters and make sure that they get accustomed to
you. You also, and for someone who's a console gamer or someone who doesn't even understand games and what games do for you, for me, and somebody put it in a really good way, for me, video games are my decompression.
Yeah.
A video, like, you know, the whole man cave idea.
Sure.
It's me, and when you think about it, it's almost like in lieu of taking a Xanax pill, when I need to chill the fuck out, just leave me the fuck alone and let me sit in front of my computer.
Yeah, but
who cares who I'm talking
unless
to?
You play
who cares
with...
what I'm doing?
Yeah.
You know, all I'm doing is, just enjoying something I love and taking out my frustration or whatever.
Yeah.
And it makes me happy when I play these video games.
You
whenever I come home, he's always talking about, oh, you're always in a good mood when you come home from the podcast. You're always cheery. You're always happy. I'm like, yes, because
That's
because
we're cool. That's why.
Yeah, because I'm doing something I love. And if you keep me from doing that, I'm not going to be as happy.
He just needs his own thing that he can do by himself while you're doing your thing.
It's because like I need the world's largest and stick I could throw as far away as possible. And
no, but like he just needs to like he needs his like
have him come back later.
He needs his like he needs his hockey or something.
Yeah, it's
dude.
Like
thank God he doesn't listen to this. I'm gonna tag Max in the.
No, you don't. I like that's the thing.
Give him a scavenger hunt of things you actually need.
I was was trying to sign him up for an adult hockey league.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
should.
Like, you need hockey this hockey
so
league.
Fun. Yeah. It is the fun. I played like 1.5 seasons of it, but it is the funnest sport I've ever played.
Okay, I got two tricks and tips. One,
live in a different city as your.
I mean, yes. But here's the thing. If you're not gaming with your significant other, they need to have something that they do while you game. Like, I like watching sports. I love watching football. And my girl will get on her phone and do her phone thing and be happy as a clam, just being in the room with me, talking every once in a while, but doing her thing while I'm doing my thing.
Backseat gaming, in
not,
a sense.
Not even backseat. Like, if he's watching hockey and you're playing video games and you talk every once in a while, like, that works perfectly.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, get him something he likes to do by himself that you guys can do together. Not together, but in the same space.
Yeah.
Because if you occupy the same space, you can still be in that relationship without having to do your own thing, you know, while doing your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I highly recommend to every relationship is pick a Saturday or Sunday. She gets either Saturday and you get Sunday, or the vice versa. Because I love football, like I said. And I want to watch football on Sundays. So what I do is I give her all a Saturday. Saturday is hers. I will do whatever she wants with her on Saturday. Saturday is her day. If she wants to go shopping, if she wants to go out and eat, if she wants to go watch a movie, I am there with her all Saturday. Because Sunday, I want to sit on the couch and watch football. And if she wants to play on her phone. But Sunday is football and Saturday is everything hers. You know, like, if you split your weekend up like that, like, you know, like, your significant other wants just time of yours, you know, like Max just wants time of yours.
I know.
And you gotta be able to come, you know, each get your own part of your weekend
or
whatever.
Are you getting to the point where,
oh no, go ahead.
I was way off topic. I was changing the topic, but
change it up.
Are you enjoying esports watching as much as football yet?
Me?
Yeah, you.
The thing that I like esports about is that I can watch it on my time. Like, I just VOD all that shit. So I come home at 9 o'clock at night. There's nothing I want to watch on TV. And if I don't want to spend my brain power, because gaming takes brain power. And every once in a while, I just don't want to spend my brain power. My brain power has been spent all day
at
work.
That's why I have resistance. It's because, like, I don't want to think.
Yeah, and so, like, I just want
to... Which is why I play Binding of Isaac, which is just calming. I don't have to think.
Yeah, but, yeah. So, that's why I do a lot of esports VODs at night, is because I just don't want to think. My brain wants to shut off.
Enjoyment level, I mean, it's hard to quantify, but is it approaching that?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Except I don't have anybody really else to talk about.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
My football, I can talk fantasy culture. And all that stuff, and people at work and everything.
Yeah, it's a culture.
Yeah, and I'm hoping we'll get to that someday with esports, but we'll see.
All right.
So that was a long answer to a question for Darren Soja.
Sorry about that. Yeah. I mean,
you got on a tangent.
That's not the first time I've ranted about something like that.
You're having a one-sided argument over there. We're on your side. And you're like, and another thing.
I was like, why is the female gamer? Like, I feel like it's
reverse right now. You're exactly like every other gamer. You just it just happens to be the male female reverse.
Yeah, exactly.
Because your boyfriend is not a gamer.
I guess you guys have been dealing with it for the longest time. At this point, you perfected whereas me.
But you also
had you never dealt with this before.
She dates gamers. That's why.
Yeah. I usually my very first bare minimum requirement is you have to be a PC gamer.
Dang.
This is the first time I'm going out.
Bobby Fast says if he was gay, he'd be all about you. No,
honestly,
Bobby's a good looking dude.
I wouldn't mind being with somebody who had nothing, who wanted nothing to do with me for 5 days out of the week. That would be awesome.
That's what I get.
And I used to do long distance relationships, but in the end, like, it was too short coming. Slow.
Emphasis on coming.
I didn't spend enough time in person to realize I actually disliked a person more than I thought I liked them. So,
Well, you need to figure out, you need to find a happy place with your boyfriend, because
it's a work in progress.
It sounds like it's getting worse. It sounds like it's getting worse.
Oh yeah, I know. It's okay. We'll work through it.
Yeah. You need to figure it out.
Overcomes everything.
All right. Let's, you want to talk hardware or you want to talk esports?
Let's do the esports.
Okay.
So Dota 2, the Kiev Majors.
Kiev Majors just ended. and I'm going through them. The reason I wanted to bring it up, so I'm kind of prepping for the TI, which happens, what, in a couple months here, right?
Bobby? July?
Is it July? Something like that? So it's coming up in a couple months. I love watching Dota 2 esports, but they only do majors, and I don't watch anything other than majors. And I'm really bummed that they don't have leagues and shit, but whatever. Dota 2 majors, the production value is all over the board, the VODs. I want to call out two things. One, I stopped doing Gosu Gamers altogether. There's actually a Reddit.
We're all about them, though.
Yeah, but they're hit and miss now. So, Dota 2, if you type in Dota 2 VODs, there is a Reddit page, and the Reddit page is set up to just display the VODs and to get them where you want them. And it specifically says there's no spoilers, and I love it. So the Reddit 2 VODs, or the Dota 2 VODs on Reddit, amazing. I love it. I can't talk higher about these things.
How do you put them in order?
He'll bring it up right now, and you can kind of see.
Okay.
So bring it up if you can, Bobby. The other thing that I wanted to bring up is the Dota 2 7.0 update. Because if you watched the TI last year, and you're going into the TI this year expecting to know what the fuck is going on, 7.0 dropped in December, I think, and it switched everything up. The map is different, how you select characters, the pregame's different, the HUD's different, new heroes, there's everything's different. So if you haven't watched Dota 2 in a while, they've got talent trees, every character's got talent trees now. I don't know if you know this. Like, everything's different. I've never seen this big of a change this late into a development cycle. So if you haven't watched Dota 2 and you're planning on watching the TI coming up here, I highly recommend you go in, watch the Kiev Majors on Dota 2 VODs on the Reddit, and start learning about it, because if you don't, you're going to get in TI and not know what the fuck's going on.
Oh, wow, this is awesome.
I don't watch any of this stuff. The only thing I do watch is the TI, only because this is our Super Bowl, pretty much.
Yeah.
This is PC gaming Super Bowl.
This is the highest end of esports, right?
I mean,
when it comes to prize pool, it is the largest.
Yeah, and Lowell might get more numbers, but this is the highest production value. This is like... It's exciting. It's just done right. Yeah, exactly. And just support PC gaming by just lending your eyeballs and check it out. And you might...
Likewise, you didn't even watch TI last year.
Okay, well, it's just all the year before.
We watched some of it.
Weren't we going to do a local TI?
We should start talking about it off the podcast, but we should start talking about it. But let's figure it out. Anyways, so that was it for Toad 2. I'm going through the Kiev Majors, but I'm literally watching every game, so it's gonna be a week or two before I get all the way through it.
Cool. So I got crazy and I bought a $1,000 monitor today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you get the new graphics card already?
No. So
you got the monitor first.
Yeah, so I got the monitor first.
I'm curious what Bobby's going to say about this. Go ahead, Bobby.
Bobby, do you approve?
Tell him what you got, first of all. Tell the
I got
listeners.
An Acer X34, and I love the short name. Just Predator X34. All these other ones are like 09Q dash.
I fucking hate it.
It's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Just keep it short. Keep it. I found videos on this without having to. I'm just saying, keep the name
34
short.
34 inches curved from Acer, right?
Yeah, 34
and
IPS.
And what resolution does it do?
It 3440 by 1440.
Okay.
So my 970.
It's like a 1440p, but ultra wide, so you're getting some extra pixels on the side.
Yeah. Somebody said it was like a million more pixels.
All right, Bobby, though. It is defaulted to 60 hertz. You can overclock to 100. Do you...
I don't know. Speaking from personal experience, overclocking does cause occasional random issues with mine, but it's just unplug it, plug it back in. It's good to go. But 100 hertz, I've never gamed at that refresh rate. Like 120, when I stepped to 120, I was like, okay, great. I can never go back to 60. But I would definitely recommend going to 100 hertz. 60 is just undoable for me at this point. Now, the ultra wides are like the hot new thing now. When I was at QuakeCon last year, everyone had an ultra wide. You got the desk space for it, so I think you can do it. I still prefer the double monitor setup that I have, but I don't have a very big desk, so it doesn't give me many options.
Well, I'm probably still going to have the double monitor.
Yeah, you'll be able to put one on the side. But you have your desk is like 2 times bigger than mine.
Yeah, yours is huge.
Yeah. But no, I think this is going to be great. This is going to like change first person like story games for you, whatever we couldn't figure out the name of those things.
Seriously.
Like that's going to be so much more immersive in a game like this. Now, Heroes of the Storm actually has widescreen support, which is shocking to me because you can see the entire lane with that.
That's crazy.
It takes a long time to move your mouse back and forth, but it seems like that would be a little unfair with the field of view that big. However, Overwatch says, nope, that's not fair. We aren't going to allow ultra-wide support. So, you know, it's going to be different with every game that you play, but most games have ultra-wide support built in for them.
I could just imagine Forza Horizon in first person. It's going to be fucking amazing. The big problem here, I was going to get even crazier.
Yeah, 60 megahertz. I already said the big problem. 100,
no, dude, 100's good.
Bobby just talked like 2 weeks ago when you brought it up that he said never go under 120.
Yeah.
Never.
Well, I was not aware that 100 was a refresh rate that people were using. So I don't know. Maybe 100 will be good. I thought it was 60 and then you jump to 120. I mean, I know there are some in between, but like who uses 75, 85 megahertz? Like,
so it also has 100? G-Sync. You know, it has all the bells and whistles. It's like, what's the guy, Linus? He said it's the best monitor on the market, so I picked it up. Here's my problem: it's going to be stretching my 970 big time. I'm going to have
need a bigger graphics card.
Surprised you got the monitor before.
But here's why:
so I went to go buy the 1080 Ti.
Okay.
Can't find it anywhere. Mm-hmm. Sold out. Sold out. Sold out. Sold out everywhere.
Oh.
So I guess I'm just going to wait. It's kind of good because my Amazon card is only $1,000, so I'm going to pay that off, and then. You know, I'll be able to charge it and get the rewards for it.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of people a lot of listeners that have ultra wide monitors. Lab Monkey has one, and I know he's talked a lot about
it. Bill DeHeel just said he has that.
I've never
same monitor.
Tried one. I would like to see what it looks like.
Everybody that has one,
I
says
otherwise have never.
They love it.
It's great, but I think you're going to enter a world of
problems.
Like fixing INI files and finding mods.
It's like having an SLI, right?
Yeah,
sort of like you're going to have your own.
You're
going
to have to maybe take a few extra steps with some games. I don't know. But Binding of Isaac is going to look great on this.
You think it'll go ultra-wide? I don't think it will.
I was kind of joking.
Because any game that doesn't support it, you get the black lines on the sides. So,
and that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So,
movies are going to look great. I mean, most movies that you download legally, totally, because we don't support piracy here.
There's no black lines on the top and bottom.
They're 21:9 anyway, and that's why you get the bars top and bottom when you watch them on a 10.
Letterboxd, it's called.
Speaking of downloading and pirating things, I went up to San Francisco this past week.
Mm-hmm.
Saw a Hamilton Broadway show. Amazing.
Ooh,
and
yeah, I want to see
of course,
that.
If you can't get yourself a nearly $300 ticket to a sold-out show, if you pirate it and watch it, you will fall in love, hands down. So,
I want to see that.
Wait, it's on. Most plays never come out on video, right? Is that right?
Somebody like hand-cammed it?
Huh? Yeah. Actually, okay. It's of course, it's if you don't know anything about Hamilton, it's a Broadway show performed through hip hop, based on American history.
Wow,
and,
I didn't know that.
Hands down. The most amazing thing
stuff
I've ever seen.
Wow. But you watched it at home? Is what you're saying?
No,
she went up to San Francisco and watched it.
Like I bought the ticket. I felt that I didn't buy the ticket, but got the whole experience. And my boyfriend's grandmother, she's 80, and she watched the pirated version first.
Oh,
right?
Nice.
And she fell in love with it. She started YouTubing everything.
What a cool ass
boyfriend's
grandmother.
She wasn't even into rap. She wasn't even into rap.
What the
so
fuck?
When we went to go see it live, by the end of the show, she was singing along and was in tears.
I'm going to watch that tonight.
Yeah. Okay. It's so I recommend that.
I'm going to buy the $300 ticket, though. For legal reasons.
Sure. Yeah, for legal reasons.
Maybe in the far future. Sure, when it's kind of like the Book of Mormon and tickets.
I gotta see that one too. I haven't seen that one either.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna see that in July.
I want to. Is it still coming?
I don't know.
Tickets are getting more expensive. The last thing I'll say about this monitor, though, it is an IPS monitor, and I know I've talked in previous episodes about how important it is to get IPS over a TN panel. I mean, a lot of people may not notice the difference, but that difference is there. And once you look at this thing for a long period of time and use it day after day, week after week, and then you go back to a TN panel, you'll notice a difference. IPS is the way to go.
You know what?
But let's be honest. You paid $1,000 for this piece, this beast.
Well, yeah. Worth it. I mean, the monitor is one of the most important parts of your computer.
Yeah. You know, and then who was it? Jiffy said, if I get this and the 1080 Ti, I'm good for 7 years, you know? So
that's what they always say. And then 3 years later,
I always worry when I buy a monitor like this. I'm like, that's so many pixels. And I feel like the chances of getting a bad one are up because of it.
That's probably true.
I'm so sketchy about
that. And
when
you think about it, too, it's not just like how long the hardware will sustain you, how long until you get eager to get the newest thing on the market.
Yeah. I was going to get...
He's not a bleeding edge sort of guy, though.
But for once in my life, I want a better computer than me, than Bobby.
Yeah, than me?
Than Bobby.
I will for just... Well, maybe. I don't know if those two things will do it.
I don't know. You'll get pretty close because my computer's getting old these days.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, last thing in the news.
Yeah. Apparently, Amelia didn't do the news this week, so the only thing is listener Zap brought up that Amazon Underground is getting shut down.
That's the free games
you That's get? The free games. The way it's set up is every time you boot up an Amazon Underground game, it gives you an ad, and that's kind of how you pay for these games is you have to watch a single ad before it boots up. They're shutting it down. Any game you've already got from Amazon Underground is yours still. Obviously, they can't delete that or whatever, but they are shutting it down, so you can't in the future you can't get it. I think it was one of these things that Amazon tried to get off the ground, and it just didn't fly, so they're shutting it down.
So you get to keep the apps if you already got them.
If you already got them, you get to keep them.
Going back to the monitor real quick, the straw that broke the camel's back is I walked into my room, and both monitors, Sam was watching something on my 1080 monitor that I use for gaming, and it was right next to my 4K TV, and it was literally night and day. Like, what the fuck? I can't believe that I use that for gaming. It looked like somebody got Vaseline and there was a gray.
Yeah.
The difference was astounding.
Well, it's your monitor, so there might be shit all over that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Vaseline.
Well, be
Vaseline.
The shield test on that thing. Yeah. It's like, don't
the blacks aren't blacks. The blacks are gray and almost white. It's. Anyway.
Is that it? Do we have anything else we want to talk about next week?
What's the plan for next week? I know Emilio, for my birthday, got me quadrilateral cowboy.
I don't get you shit, by the way.
I'm about 5-10 minutes into that game. There's a story behind this game. I'm not going to get into it now, but the developer behind it, there's a reason that this game was on my wish list, so I'm excited to check it out. I'll be getting into that and probably more Prey.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy belated.
I'm old as fuck.
You are not... Wait, she's the youngest.
Yeah.
And then you.
Next week. Mm-hmm.
Bobby's second youngest? Okay, well, this week I'll be
I'm going to play every game in the world.
Yep. Hey, you had those 12 games this year.
Yeah, I know. I'm still going to work on it. So I'll be flying home to hang out with my brothers. My little brother's turning 21 this year. So I'll be playing a lot of co-op games with them. And hopefully my big brother, he gave me permission to stream when he's at work. So I might do some off-site streaming. I've done it before.
Cool. Yep.
Do your brothers have beast rigs or?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Do
they live together?
No, my little brother still lives at home, and my big brother has his own house.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I wanted to give a quick shout out to everybody on our Discord live right now. This is a big group this time around, and they all stuck around, and I love it. So I highly recommend if you guys want to participate. You guys can listen in on and actually
and
respond to us, and we'll shout you out.
And anyone listening to the live podcast now, know that once I get home, I'm immediately going to get into gaming. So
nice.
Anyone wants to do any
so Max
gaming.
Is not there right now, apparently.
No, he just knows what I'm doing tonight. I set up the grounds for that.
So yeah, join it. Next week we'll probably do it around the same time. Sunday afternoons is when we generally do it. So join our Discord and participate. We appreciate it very much.
No triple A's coming out.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, nothing big for a little while, I think. Well,
okay. Immortal Redneck, you guys going to play that?
I might. Honestly, between Prey and Heroes of the Storm and Quadrilateral Cowboy, I think my time's going to be taken up. That one's on the wish list. I'll get to it eventually when it's on sale, but that's not a must-have.
I'm going to be honest here. It's going to be Prey, PUBG, and Smite.
Wait, so Dawn of War 3 is done. You over it?
I looked at it.
No, I'm not over it. Last podcast.
No,
sure.
No, we liked it.
Yeah, we liked it.
It's just
you
very
like playing with each other. Yeah. You, I don't
can
think
tell
you liked
at this
it.
Point, like when a game's going to get played more or not. And yeah, that one is not.
And sometimes we say it's going.
I really want to get into the campaign because I literally did not play the campaign. I did the tutorial.
I had way more fun playing with you. Okay. What I would like to do with you is like play.
Yeah,
against
you would
play against the AI together.
Okay, like two versus two.
Yeah, two versus one maybe for us.
I'm done with that.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Quit you and Bink for... Oh, I can't read your name, bro. Come on.
That's Binary Killer.
Oh, that's awesome.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, you're too old to understand Bink speak there.
No, the best part, Amelia comes over here, and he's going to log on to Steam on Bobby's account so he can family share on Bobby's account, and he literally has to get the training wheels keyboard out because he's got a point and peck. And
well, they don't know what he has over there.
Bobby's keyboard has no...
It's blacked out.
It's button. There's no text on it, right?
Keyboard Ultimate. You can look up the picture. Yeah, there's no print on the keys.
So I look at it.
He literally has to get the training keyboard
basically,
out.
Basically, it was like when they put a mirror in front of a monkey for the first time, and they're like, what the fuck is this? I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get it. This, yeah.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Well, I think we were wrapping it up.
Yeah, wrapping it up.
Oh, speaking of wrapping it up, you had you were trying a little other saying last week, and then you hit people up.
Oh, yeah. So, overwhelmingly, people want the titties.
I mean, so, even girls want the titties.
I feel like I've just exhausted every version of titties that I could do, but... So I'm going to try it one more time. We're going back to titties, everybody.
You should do a fake motorboat and then say titties or use chat.
No, I think you should bring it back to gaming. Do something like 8-bit titties or something like that.
Okay. Speaking for Bobby, Chi, Chad, and myself, titties disguised as health packs.
What?
They're scary, guys. Yes, they're scary.